Hi, this is Gene Gerkoff from Charity Miles. You're listening to Social Geek Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Minolto Social Media Management. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. This is one of your hosts, Deb Evans with Deb Evans Consulting.
And the other host, Jack Munson of Minolto Inc. How are you doing tonight, Deb?
Very good. All is good. I've got my coffee. I am ready for a fun conversation here with our podcast and our guest. But first, I bet I've got to geek it out. What do you think?
Yeah, you were talking about this before. This is some tips on Facebook posting. We talk a lot about boosting your posts on Facebook, but we don't really talk about what to do afterwards. So you've got some new information on what to do with those boosts. So take it away.
I do. So we spend, like you said, we spend a lot of time boosting the posts, but what I recommend is our listeners go back and look at the boost. And we probably do that on a regular basis. Oh, we say, oh, we got 5 new likes. We reached, 2,000 new people. That's great. But within the likes, you'll always see, let's say, Stephanie liked it, Jack liked it, Anthony liked it, and we might recognize those names because they're individual likes of our own pages, and they're people we know. So we know that, well, they probably liked our page. But there's always a little tab beside it that says you have 10 other likes, because they can only share, 3 likes. So you click on that, and the other 9 people or 10 people will pop up and you'll see their names. Well, beside their names, it will show whether they actually like your page or not. If they don't like your page, you just click this little tab that says invite, and then let's say Jack Munson has liked this particular boost that I did, but he hasn't liked my page, the Social Geek Radio page. So I click invite, and then on his Facebook page, probably up on the globe, it'll say Social Geek Radio has invited you to like their page. Or if the person that is the ownership of the page and you guys are connected personally, it'll say, Deb Evans invited you to like this page. So my tip is to go look at the Facebook boost that you did, check out who's actually liked the boost, and then see if there are some individuals that have not liked the page. I've put all of this on a YouTube screenshot because I know it's probably hard to visualize this, and we'll have it on our Social Geek Radio page and post about our episode, our podcast tonight, so that it'll show you the how-tos.
And what I really like about that, especially for a small business owner, franchisee, or even a fairly small franchise system, or maybe just any other small to mid-sized company, you probably have a lot of personal friends, colleagues, people in the industry that you're personal friends with, as well as someone who you want to promote the page to. So I think it's a great way to go back, get those people who've liked a post or liked a video or liked an article, and also drive up your page likes without costing any more money on that boosted
right.
post. That's terrific.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Most bang out of your buck. Yeah.
Geek it out, Deb. Thank you very much. Let's bring in our guest tonight. These two gentlemen will be part of a panel at the IFA convention next week in San Antonio, Texas. The panel is called Driving Brand Consistency Across Social Media from Infancy to Scale. Love it. Please welcome CEO and founder of Minolto Inc., Anthony Owen. And from Fran Data, it's Ron Feldman. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jack. How are you doing?
Thanks for having us on the show. It's good to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. Ron, let's start with you. You've been in the franchise industry for how long now?
Over 20 years.
20 years. And social media has been around for, we'll say, maybe half of that now. With all of the systems you're working with and all of the brands and all of the franchisors, where would you say their level of activity is? Are most of the systems you're working with pretty active, or is there still a lot of work to be done?
I don't know of any system that doesn't do something with social media. I think most, if not all, systems have some presence. whether it's a competent presence or they're just kind of doing it because they need to do it is the real question. And there is a lot of work to be done because there's always unintended consequences, and social media is one of those things that can get away from you very quickly if you don't instill those best practices early on. So we actually created this panel just for that, so that you could see what the right things to be doing are, so that you don't make mistakes that others have made along the way.
You know, a lot of those mistakes, I think, come around the idea of having consistent messages and having the brand be consistent across all of these social media places. Anthony, you work with a lot of franchise companies. How does a franchisor ensure that brand standard and the consistent messaging is the same across all of these different social media channels for all of these franchise locations?
Yeah, I think there's probably two answers to that question, Jack. And I think the first answer, you know, would be, you know, which I think is a way a lot of organisations that are doing this at the moment, is a lot of hard work, you know, sending out, you know, pre-formatted profile images and cover images and out to each of their individual franchisees or business units, and then asking those people to upload those images, and then, you know, kind of searching through Facebook to make sure that they've all done it, and then chase them up again if they haven't. You know, and the alternative to that, of course, is to, you know, bring all of those social media assets into a centralized, you know, centralized dashboard where, you know, they have the ability to view all their assets from one place, and also the ability to, you know, to broadcast out at the click of a button, they're, you know, updating their profile images, their cover images, as well as obviously keeping message consistency going across the group. So, you know, there's two ways. There's the hard way, or there's the highly efficient way.
You know, Ron, we have so many small and large systems within franchising. It's just, you know, they vary. Are larger systems typically better at brand standards, or is that more of a problem because they're too large? How does that normally work?
I hate answering questions with the answer, it depends, but that's what you're going to do.
That's okay.
Your political career is in full swing now, Ron.
Yeah, maybe I should be in one of the debates. Now, So it really depends on whether the brand embraced social media early or if it was an afterthought in terms of the larger brands. And we've seen brands where it's the wild, wild west, and the franchisees do what they want, and the franchisee customers do what they want, and there's no enforcement, and there's no brand standard, and there's no consistency. And believe it or not, sometimes that works. But even if it works, the risk is very high. The risk level is very high. So I would say that it's not based on size of system. It's more based on tenure in franchising. And because if you started franchising 5 years ago, you embraced social media at your founding. So if you did things even half right, you're in better shape than you are if you're a 50-year-old brand trying to. You know, we have franchisors that we work with where the franchisees get faxed reports. They don't even do email attachments very well.
Wow.
So, there's a lot of franchisees out there that are the baby boomers that are going to be transferring their units over the next number of years, and it creates some real consistency issues.
I hadn't thought about that before. That it probably isn't so much the size of the system, but really the age of the system or how early they got into social media. I know, Anthony, you and I have seen that time and time again with systems that have franchisee Facebook pages that are, you know, at this point, 6-7 years old that no one has touched in that 6 or 7 years, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like you see it a lot, but I think to add to that as well is that, I was talking to a very large bank in Australia last night around their social media stuff, and they've thrown 10, 12 resources for the past 12 months at getting all of their social media and brand management and message consistency and users and assets under control, and they've finally succeeded in doing that, but they still haven't deployed a piece of software that allows them to the ongoing maintenance and continuing continuous management around risk and compliance and brand as a result of all of that effort, you know, which we do come across a bit. So I think you're right, Ron. I think a combination of either this has got away from them and, you know, they're very old and long-standing business and they're trying to play catch-up. You know, the new brands, you know, some of them we come across have done a very good job, you know, keeping control of all their social media and their brand and those type of things, but they're still not deploying software and other tools that allow them, you know, to quickly and efficiently manage, you know, the ongoing process of social media and the management of those social media communities. So I think there's a whole spectrum of organisations out there from, you know, trying to hide from it and not do anything about it, to people that are looking at it, you know, trying to find their options, to people that have done a good job, but they've still not got any process in place to manage it properly in the longer term. So there's a very broad spectrum we come across.
And I think that would be true of not just the existing system, the existing franchisees, but we hear so many franchisors talk about, you know, this forecasted growth that they're planning to see. So if they do have a huge amount of growth or they're forcing the franchisees to be more active in digital marketing and social media, is there anything that you would advise them to do, Anthony or Ron, as far as if they are scaling up quickly, what's the first thing they should sort of start with in social media?
Yeah, I can jump in there on that. I mean, the advice I give a lot of fast-growing franchise systems, and we talk to them on a fairly regular basis, is to, you know, is to somehow try and, you know, look into the future a little bit as to where they're either, you know, about to open a store up or an outlet, or where they're wanting to open up a store or an outlet, and start to register, you know, those Facebook vanity URLs, Twitter handles, and whatever other social media platforms they're looking to use for their business. You know, start to register those now and get control of those assets, you know, before they start to lose control of them.
Very good.
I'll add something.
Yeah, please.
I obviously can't do it with the accent, so I won't try. But,
Ron, you have an accent. You just don't know it.
Yeah,
exactly. It's the Philly accent, right?
There you
That's
go.
Right.
So my advice is and continues to be to have somebody own it in your company. If you're the CEO or the CMO and it's not going to be you, there's got to be somebody who owns the entire brand social media, who's accountable for it, and that they get the proper resources, whether they're internal or external, whether they're hiring a company like Minalto to help them. But somebody needs to own it, and if they don't own it, then it's going to become a runaway freight train. So that would be my advice to a CEO.
Very true.
Very, very good. This is Social Geek Radio, and tonight's guests are Anthony Owen of Minalto and Ron Feldman of Fran Data. We want to get into a little bit more about sort of the next big thing we should be looking for.
Yeah.
But before I forget, Ron, give us the lowdown on the panel that you and Anthony are doing at this year's International Franchise Association Convention.
Sure, thanks. So the panel is titled Managing Social Content Across the Entire Brand. It's called Driving Brand Consistency Across Social Media from Infancy to Scale. But really, we have a rock star panel. We have Anthony, obviously, from Minalto. We have Deb Vilches from Fishman Public Relations. And we have two franchisors. We have Renee Maloney from Painting with a Twist and Frank Milner from Tudor Doctor. And the presentation, we started trying to have no slides, but we ended up with a bunch of slides. But the presentation is going to be mostly case study of how these two franchisors use social media. And they both use it very, very well. It's part of their culture, and I think franchisors will get a lot out of it. And then we're going to ask some very tough questions of the panel. And the biggest question that I hear all the time, and where I think we're going to spend, and I don't know where we're going to spend the time, but where I think we're going to spend the time is, how do you measure it and how do you manage it?
Mm.
Those are the two things that are so intangible as it relates to social media. And both of these brands have ways of doing that, as do our supplier partners. So We're very excited about the session. It's Monday from 10:15 to 11:45 in the morning. So you can stay in bed and just come straight here, or you can go to the breakfast program beforehand.
But, you know, Ron, with the panel that you have, I would advise the audience, don't have a whole lot of coffee, because you got a lot of personality going up on that stage that morning.
We do, and I'm so excited that we actually, and I don't want to call out favorites, but Painting with a Twist uses Facebook like no other franchisor I've ever seen. And I experienced it locally when they opened a unit right near my house, and I happened to hit like. And I've never seen that integrated approach from any other brand I've ever seen, whether really? It's franchise or not franchise.
So they were on you right away, right?
But their content, if you think about it, their content is people drinking and painting and smiling. So you have to feel good every time you look at something they're putting up.
So, Ron, at your session, will wine be served at the session, or is that or is that not to be discussed on the podcast?
Well, we can't discuss it on the podcast, okay. Number one. And number two, the convention center is probably a union house, so I don't know.
Right.
We probably have to hire a union steward to serve it. So.
Right. You heard it here. There is no wine.
There's no wine. Yeah, right.
Really. I promise.
That's what coffee cups are for.
Roughly 10:15 in the morning, so, you know.
Yeah,
it's not 5 o'clock somewhere, right? 5 o'clock in Australia if it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
right?
It's not wine. It's gonna be margaritas. We're in San Antonio. Come on, guys.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Mojito time.
Very
okay,
good.
Great. So 10:15 on Monday at IFA in San Antonio. We'll all be sure to be there.
Yeah, but before we close this down and we let you guys go, Anthony, I've got a question for you. There's got to be the next big thing coming out in social media, and we'll keep it here, you know, Social Geek Radio, but what might that be? Can you got a sneak peek into the future for us?
Yeah, I don't know about the next big thing, but I think really where social media is starting to head rapidly is short-form video, and I think we're going to see a rapid growth in all forms of audio starting to push out onto social media, you know, combined with ad tech. But I don't know that there's necessarily a huge game changer coming, but I think we're going to see a lot more in the video, audio, and obviously a lot more companies using ad tech as we roll forward.
Excellent. Very good. Anthony, if anybody has additional questions for you on that and want to discuss a little bit of what's going to happen and how they can be a part of it, what's the best way for someone to reach out to you and ask some further questions?
Oh, they can always feel free to call me or just send me an email or jump on the Minalto Facebook page and post a question. We'll be sure to respond.
Excellent. Ron, same question. What's the best way for anyone to reach out to you with any follow-up?
Email, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. I'm on all of them.
So right.
I'm pretty easy to find.
Love it. Excellent. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We look forward to your session at the IFA convention, and thanks for chatting a bit about social media scalability today on Social Geek Radio, and we'll see you all very soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Deb.